It's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story out of Hartford in the northwest corner, ambiguity in a bill about the administration of technical and career high schools has now set off alarms for budget-weary leaders in Litchfield County. At question is the state law, which was passed in June of 2017, that moved control of the state's technical education and career high schools from the State Department of Education to a new independent agency, according to State Representative Michelle Cook of Torrington. The tech school system is now more like an independent school district than a state agency. It has its own board and its own executive director. Well, for the second year in a row, only one local school district in New York State made the state comptroller's list of fiscally stressed school districts. The Rhinebeck School District was designated as having moderate fiscal stress for the 2016-17 year with a score of 56.7%. Now, that is higher than it was for 2015-16 when Rhinebeck was classified as susceptible to financial stress with a score of 43.3%. The number of New York school districts facing fiscal stress dropped by more than half a year over the year, according to a new report from the state comptroller's office. The American Mural Project is offering enrichment programs for children ages 7 to 13 this summer, when it's expected the enormous three-dimensional tribute to the American workers will be nearly complete. This will be the first business activity to occur at the Whiting Street campus. Renovations to the old factory building, where the mural will be housed, are ongoing and expected to be finished by late summer or fall. Sarah Lieberman, spokesperson for the Mural Project, said the five-week enrichment program follows the project's mission of honoring work through art. Half-day, full-day, and extended-day program options are available. With weekly prices starting at $150, enrollment can be capped at 20 participants per program. Registration form is available on the web, AmericanMuralProject.org. The Norfolk Knitters Guild meeting at the Norfolk Library from 3:30 till 5. Fire will be lit in the Great Hall, and needles, yarn, and patterns will be available, or you can bring your own. And if you don't know how to knit, they'll teach you. Everybody is welcome to attend. January 26th and 27th in Great Barrington, it's the second annual Radius Playwrights Festival. Berkshire Playwrights Lab presents stage readings of 6 short plays, written, directed, and acted, all by local talent at St. James Place. Stanford Grange No. 808 will host its annual defensive driving course on Saturday at the Stanford Grange Hall from 9 until 3. $35 per person. The course allows New York drivers to receive a 10% discount off their collision and auto liability insurance and remove up to 4 points on a driver's license for any violations incurred in the last 18 months. For more information, 845-868-7869. On January 27th, the Wasaic Project Mill Warming Party. There'll be an opening reception for What We Don't Realize When We See Things, and then open studios and an artist talk with Ace Lerner, followed by live music at the Lantern from 4 till 10 p.m. Indivisible Chatham, New York, is presenting Assemblymember D.D. Barrett of Assembly District 106 at a town hall-style meeting on Sunday from noon till 2 p.m. at the Chatham Firehouse, 2 Hoffman Street. Barrett will address the issues facing New York State in the coming year, discuss voter engagement, and take questions from constituents. The event is free and open to all Columbia County voters. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 143.81 to 26,395.93 yesterday. The NASDAQ will start off today at 74.11.16 and the S&P 500 at 28.39.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.